This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number three, you can take control of the airwaves. You just got to dial in toll-free. We're talking about the banditos. We're talking about the regulators, the Vikings, the 3,000 boys. And apparently there's four other names they didn't put into this article. In a story about, there's a Los Angeles Times reporting that the Los Angeles County has itself about eight different deputy secret societies. These are groups of sheriff's deputies who have been using violent, intimidating tactics similar to street gangs, which, of course, we know that the police generally are similar to street gangs, regardless of the level of violence that they use. They are using a monopoly. They do have a monopoly on violence in a given geographic area. And surprise, that leads to some behavior that in the case of Los Angeles, which is the largest, you know, as far as, or one of the largest by square mileage, biggest cities in the United States. Like, Los Angeles is much larger in mileage, from what I understand, than, say, New York City, where there's a lot of sort of built up, a lot of tall buildings, or not to say that there aren't tall buildings in Los Angeles. There's a lot more sprawl, I guess you could say, in L.A. And so there's a ton of cops there. And amongst this particular mentality, they are, you know, sectioning themselves off into competing gangs and actually attacking one another. According to allegations, according to, this is the Board of Supervisors, requested the list of payouts, which has totaled, by the way, millions, dozens of millions of dollars, so $55 million in settlements over the last 30 years, $21 million of that in the last decade. And so they requested that information. This was after there was an attack by members of the Banditos who assaulted other deputies during an off-duty party in 2018 where one deputy was knocked unconscious. Sheriff Alex Villanueva has said he's put measures in place in February that prohibit deputies from participating in cliques. Well, problem solved. Yay! We're just going home. Done. There's now a provision in place.
He wrote something down on a sheet of paper. He may have even typed it up.
He said in a statement, quote, "The fact that I've had to address these issues, which have been festering since 1990, is an illustration of the failure of past sheriffs from addressing the issue head-on," he said in a statement, adding that he transferred leadership personnel from at least one station to combat the click problem and was holding employees accountable if they failed to uphold the new policy.
There's a better solution. I mean, these are secret societies, right? So, I mean, they're used to acting a secret. Fire them all.
Yeah, that's the point that he didn't make in his statement. He said he transferred people from one station to another.
Fire them. They literally created a secret gang of people within a secret gang of people that engage in extra violence.
He can't. He can't fire them.
He can. He chose not to.
Well, what'll happen if he does?
Well, sometimes you have to put your life at risk to do something good.
Well, but that's not why he became sheriff. He became sheriff for power.
I have no response. I mean, you're correct.
Most likely. That's likely what's going on here. Because you don't get up to be sheriff in a county with eight gangs unless you've appeased some of the gangs, right? Like, you've got to do somebody some favors if you're going to be in that position and not be messed with, right? You've got to do whichever one of these eight gangs is the toughest gang, you want to be on their good side as the sheriff, I presume, right?
Like, but you're the sheriff. You have the toughest gang on your side.
Yeah, but you don't know who's who, right? Like, so
that's why you fire them all and bring in new people who are on your side.
Well, they're not thinking that way, and there's no guarantee that who you bring in is already going to be on your side.
True.
So you're dealing with people that you don't know. You know, like, when it comes to taking down a president, you know, like Nicolas Maduro from Venezuela, what if his right-hand man puts a gun to his head and takes him down? Like, all the protection in the world of whatever military or soldiers that he's got isn't going to stop that from happening. If this guy is like...
Well, that's why these people become so paranoid, right?
Sure, because that can actually happen to them.
I mean, it can, yeah, it happens all the time. And, well, I don't know about all the time, but it happens.
It can happen. So they get super paranoid, and so, like, you know, those sorts of things could happen in a sheriff's department, right? Like, you don't know who your lieutenants are. You know, you've worked with them for a long time, but how do you know that one of them didn't just join the banditos and swear an oath of allegiance to the banditos to do whatever it is the banditos say? And what's he going to do? Maybe he won't put a gun to your head and blow your brains out. Maybe it'll be something more subtle. Maybe they'll plant some evidence, you know, that you did something that you didn't do and turn it over to the media. So who knows, you know, what these people are capable of. So whether the sheriff's in on it or whether he's just living in fear of what the gangs might do to him, he's not doing anything serious here. He has transferred leadership personnel from at least one station. This is what he's patting himself
from
on the back.
One station.
At least one. So it could be two. To, quote, combat the click problem. That's how he's combating it. He's just going to move some bureaucrats around.
But there are eight of these gangs, right?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
So presumably there are at least eight precincts.
And we don't know exactly what the policy is, but he's saying he's holding his employees accountable if they fail to uphold the new policy. Yeah? How's that? What are you going to do to hold them accountable exactly? That's like, you know, weasel words. We're holding our employees accountable. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, we've written them some sternly worded letters. You were a bad deputy. You were supposed to uphold our new policy, and you didn't. Shame on you. And if we catch you doing it again, we're going to shame you again.
Yeah.
Right? There's no real penalty here.
Even if there is, how could they possibly enforce it? I mean, as you point out, how do you root out a secret society?
Yeah, great question. Inspector General Max Huntsman.
How do we know you're not in the Skull and Bone Society?
You don't.
Right. There's no reason to believe you are,
yeah,
but...
It's a secret.
Any one of us could be, and nobody would ever know.
Last week, Inspector General Max Huntsman said that he was, quote, aware of no implementation whatsoever of Villanueva's new measures, and that his office couldn't effectively investigate the secret societies, quote, because of the obstruction of the sheriff's department, unquote. Whatever that means. Huntsman said the criminal investigation in the off-duty banditos beating amounted to a cover-up, noting that more than 20 deputies present during the incident were not required to give statements. Normally, if there's a bar fight that goes on and the cops show up, they want to take statements from all the witnesses.
Yeah.
Why were 20 men present for the fight, but they didn't have to give statements? Things that make you go,
It definitely sounds like the sheriff that we're discussing is probably in one of these gangs.
Yeah. The fix is in, for sure.
Yeah.
Lieutenant John Satterfield said investigators conducted more than 70 interviews as part of an administrative investigation of the banditos' claims and were sharing information from reviews under the new click policy with the FBI. Quote, the IG continues to further the distorted narrative that his office has not provided documents or information in order to investigate or provide oversight. He said, adding that in the last 13 months, the oversight office has had access to more than 500 documents. Quote, despite his misleading statements, the sheriff continues to provide him with access and continues to welcome oversight. So you've got bureaucrats fighting bureaucrats, which I particularly enjoy. When this happens.
Sure, because then they're not being productive bureaucrats, whatever a productive bureaucrat is.
Well, in this case, productive would be arresting people like you and I. So if they're busy fighting each other, then they can't be out arresting, you know, peaceful people.
Right.
So I do enjoy it when the government bureaucrats do fight one another, so it's fun to watch. So you got this inspector general who's saying that this sheriff is full of it. The sheriff is not doing the things that he's saying that he's doing. And the sheriff's
he probably did write something down.
The sheriff?
Yeah.
Yes, he did write something down. But the lieutenant for, you know, the sheriff's guy is attacking the inspector general, basically saying, oh, no, we turned over all this stuff. And look, we really want you to come investigate us. Defenders of the deputy clique say they represent hard work and boost morale by fostering camaraderie. Sean Kennedy, member of the Civilian Oversight Committee and professor at Loyola Law School, said last week he and his students identified at least 17 gangs, some of them historical, meaning they don't exist today, in the department. The largest payout on the list, $10 million, $10.1 million, went to a man, Francisco Carrillo Jr., who spent 20 years behind bars before having a murder conviction overturned in 2011. So they falsified evidence against this guy, these gangsters. More coming up here in moments, but are they really that different from your local police department? It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
She gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about secret societies of cops. In fact, like a dozen of them in the Los Angeles area. In fact, they counted 17. There's 8 of them that are named in a recent report, but another report counted 17, some of them historical, but there's a lot of these gangs out there. And, you know, but do we repeat ourselves? These are sub-gangs. So there's the gang of the police. This is a group of men and women who have the ability to use violence to achieve their way, which is, in this case, usually at the behest of people calling themselves legislators. These legislators pass these arbitrarily worded, you know, edicts, and the cops go around and they enforce them. To some extent,
they usually don't know what the edicts actually are.
The cops don't, you mean?
Yeah. They usually have no idea what the law is.
They don't know all of them, but they know enough to make some arrests.
They know some laws.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm going to look it up.
They know that, like, heroin is illegal.
That's right.
But they
know it's illegal to run through the stop sign out here in front of the studio.
Yeah.
But there was a cop that was enforcing that law, or that traffic ordinance or whatever it is, and he admitted, while he was in the process of enforcing it, that he didn't think the stop sign should be there.
Did anyone get a video of it?
It was a
polite conversation, though.
Yeah, yeah. It was an off-the-record conversation.
Gotcha.
So that's why I'm not going to say who it was.
Right.
But he admitted that he thinks the stop sign should not be there at all.
Well, it's a stupid stop sign.
Right. Well, it's a three-way stop, and one of those ways is clearly a way that could just continue to be.
I mean, it's a continuous road.
Yeah. So there's no need for a stop sign there. But some kid got hit a decade and a half ago, and I'm not making that up. That's one of the neighbors told me around here is why those stop signs were put in. Some kid was in the road and allegedly might have almost gotten hit or got hit by a car. And so now everybody's got to stop this pointless stop sign because some kid was dumb enough to walk into the street.
I mean, that sounds like government.
Yeah.
And I mean, so, we have Jessica's Law here in New Hampshire, whatever, which is a tragic freak accident where a sheet of ice slid off a rig as it was driving down the road, a semi, and it killed this girl.
Yeah.
Horrifically unlikely scenario. But, hey, it happened.
Not unlikely. I mean, ice comes off of big rigs a lot during the wintertime.
Yeah, but it's not likely to hit and kill someone.
If you're behind the big rig, it could.
Well, she wasn't in a vehicle, I don't think.
Well, how the hell? Oh, she's like on the side of the road?
Yeah, she was like hanging out in her yard or whatever.
It could serious damage.
Yeah, but it's not likely to happen. It's a 1 in a billion chance of occurrence.
Yeah.
But now, there's a law that says you have to wipe off all of the snow and ice from your vehicle before driving it. And, of course, the one vehicle they never check are these very same semis. It's not like the stateies enforcing this law are carrying around ladders to make sure that the semis' tops are clear.
Yeah, I feel like I heard something about that the semi drivers have a way of dealing with, like, getting the ice off of there pretty easily. So, like, they have, like, brushes or something that they can drive through that takes care of it. I don't know. Maybe I don't either. Maybe a professional driver can explain how that's the case. Because it's probably not just true in New Hampshire. There's probably similar laws elsewhere. Because it is dangerous to have flying pieces of ice coming off of somebody's big rig as you're behind it.
Sure.
If they can come down and, like, bust up your windshield or...
I'm not saying it's not dangerous, but we don't need a law.
No, we certainly don't. I mean, liability should be enough, right? Like, if somebody dies because something just came off your car that you could have removed, then that's your fault, right?
Yeah.
You were the one that didn't do what you could have done. So, a little bit more here about these criminal deputies that the Los Angeles Times is outing, at least the fact that they exist. We don't know who they are, but we know that they exist because there's been a lot of research done into them because they've existed since at least 1990. And according to the story here at the LA Times, the largest payout went to a man who spent 20 years behind bars after a murder conviction was overturned in 2011. He was 16 when they put him in prison. At the time of the 1991 fatal drive-by shooting, maintained his innocence throughout two trials, and while he was in prison, 20 years, he finally got out. Sued later on, claiming deputies had improperly influenced witnesses to pick his picture from a photo lineup, and that deputies involved in the case were members of the Linwood Vikings, a white supremacist gang.
Of course they were. I suspected the moment you said Vikings, man.
Within the sheriff's department, quote, "This has been a cancer on the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department for decades," said Ron Kay, an attorney.
Burn the thing down and start over. Or better yet, don't start over.
Yeah, just stop. But the only reason, he says, is this type of illegal activity and lawlessness under the color of law can survive is if the department and its administration looks the other way. or are part of it, I would add. Another lawsuit involving a bicyclist shot and killed by deputies in South Los Angeles was settled for $1.5 million in 2018, in part because one deputy had probably committed perjury when he denied he was a member of the Regulators, a gang operating out of the Century Station in Los Angeles.
So they know which stations these deputies are part of?
Mm-hmm.
And these deputies still work there, presumably?
Yeah. You seem surprised about this.
I'm a bit surprised, yeah. Yes. It's like, hey, we know this guy is in this secret society that uses intimidation, unlawful intimidation tactics, that are a gang within a gang that escalates the amount of violence and intimidation they use against people, and we're just going
it's
to...
Fine.
It's fine.
Several of the payouts involve the 3,000 boys and the 2,000 boys. Apparently there's two gangs with two different numbers at Men's Central Jail. So you got jail corrections officers gangs, it sounds like. A top jail official had described exclusive gangs of deputies who would, quote, earn their ink, unquote, by breaking inmates' bones. So they had initiations, have initiations. Right, so if you want to get into the 3,000 boys, you've got to go F one of those inmates up. Break a bone, we'll let you in. Richard Druyan said the court-appointed monitor of jail reforms in the sheriff's department said the agency had taken steps to address the problem in the jails, where deputies are rotated into different assignments more frequently to prevent the formation of cliques. See, that'll stop it. So we're just going to put you on a different part of the jail. That way you can't form a clique. Wait, what? That doesn't stop anything.
No, and even if they mean they're rotating them to different jails or whatever, I mean, sororities and fraternities throughout the United States are regularly getting in new members and losing old members, but yet the organization continues.
They continue. And more recently, a sheriff's deputy filed a claim alleging that the executioner's clique, which is not named in the nice name, not named in the county report, essentially runs the Compton Sheriff Station. The executioners. Sounds like a friendly bunch. Astroberto Gonzalez's claim, the precursor to a lawsuit, alleges the group numbers about 20 deputies, while 20 more are prospects or associates. So there's different tiers, right? Like you're in the inner circle, or you're in the wannabe circle. You're still trying to prove
yourself.
And this
is of the executioners?
That's right.
Okay.
Many work at night, the claim says, and communicate through WhatsApp. Black and female deputies are not allowed in the clique. The claim says the group sports tattoos.
Well, why would they expect anything else?
They've got tattoos of a skull with Nazi imagery and an AK-47, and celebrates deputy shootings and the induction of new members with inking parties.
They celebrate deputy shootings?
I think they mean when the deputy shoots somebody. Not that when they get their own guy shot.
Okay.
855, 450, free. There's a little bit more here about the gangs of Los Angeles, the ones that wear uniforms. 855, 450, free. You can join us here, and if you want to tell a story that's related or completely unrelated, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 855, 450, free, like freedom.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the sake of all Americans, we must uphold the rule of law and defend the American dream for every child in our land. We must teach our children that America is the land of heroes.
President Trump making those comments in Wilmington, North Carolina. The president also declared Wilmington as the nation's first American World War II heritage city. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC he's fairly optimistic that the United States will have a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year.
We have three now that are in phase three trials. At least a couple of them are more than half completely enrolled. So things are really right on target. As I've mentioned many times, and there's no reason for me to change this projection, I think we'll know by the end of this year, November or December.
This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He'll meet with Jacob Blake's father tomorrow when he visits Kenosha. Attorney General Bill Barr and President Trump were in Kenosha on Tuesday. On CNN, Barr was asked if he has a message for the Blake family.
My message to them would be what it would be to all Americans, which is in cases where it's possible or there's concern over excessive force, we have a process in this country to make that determination. And it involves initially the state looking at it and also the federal government. And we are investigating it. And that should follow due process and be fair to everybody, including the police officer. And violence is not appropriate. Our justice system has to respond to analysis, reasoned analysis, not mob violence.
The S&P and NASDAQ on Wednesday both set record highs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's time to mark your calendars for ForkFest 2021. When? Well, it's happening in basically the same time frame it did this year, just shifted by a day. So mark your calendar for June 28th. Through July 4th of 2021, and come join us for ForkFest 2021. It will be the fifth annual ForkFest. The fourth one was pretty good. They've all been great and different in their unique ways. This year there was the very first musical performance that we had. Your band, Aria Fudd, played a show, which is actually viewable online on the Freekeen YouTube channel, or go to freekeen.com and scroll down a bit, and it'll be right there. There was also a fireworks show, which the Rogers Campground put on. It was fantastic.
It was beautiful.
I recorded video of that, too, but it's nothing more than a shadow of what the reality was. So you want to be there in person for it next year. But that said, you can get a little taste of it. It was like a 40-minute long fireworks show, so it was like by no means a little show. They had a whole lot of like grand finale level kind of fireworks that they set off at this thing. It was pretty impressive. So this year I think was the best year so far for ForkFest.
Oh, easily.
And there have been some great years.
Next year will be even better.
I think so too. You can start planning now because, well, we know when it's going to be, June 28th through July 4th, or whenever you decide. You can stay later or come in earlier, but go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event there, and you can connect with other ForkFesters, both past and present and future, in the ForkFest chat room on Telegram and also the ForkFest forum. Both of those are linked over at ForkFest.party. Again, June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We will see you there as we go to your phone calls, your thoughts. David in Michigan, and more on on Corrupt Cops on the way. David, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WKHM in Jackson.
Right on, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, there's a lady here, too, but go ahead.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Her name's Aria.
Aria?
Yeah.
Lady?
Hi, David. Go right ahead, David.
Hey, listen, we're in South Central Michigan. Detroit's about 90 miles to the east, and Chicago's probably 5 hours, depending on how fast you go.
Okay.
Been listening. As you know, I can only get you on my low-tech stuff.
Okay.
From 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time.
Yep. That's when we're on WKHM.
Talk about policies, and the news talks about laws. Talk about Jackson is a prison county.
Yep, that's right. The Parnell Correctional Institute is there.
Talk about paying off always boils down to the dough, the money.
Paying off.
Well, no kidding. Well, no kidding for a minute. Who's on which side?
Which side are we talking about?
Well, listen, how can one
what
bear
are we talking
the
about?
Best? How can one fare the best?
In regards to what?
Pretty much anything.
Well, I would say to fare the
crooked,
best, you should honor your
crooked,
agreements. Huh?
If a cop is crooked,
mm-hmm.
What's his best interest? Money.
To stop being crooked.
Well, if he's a crooked person, then he's not doing anything for the best. He's trying to help himself.
It expands to every individual.
What does?
Well, unlike the Chicago rioters, how are we going to feed our kids if we don't steal Gucci shoes?
I don't understand the point you're trying to make here, David. I'm pretty lost.
Trying to make the point of, is there policy, law, or free for all? Freedom.
Well, it seems like a free for all. I mean, they claim to
have a little bit of structure, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, that structure can come naturally, David. Yeah,
freedom structures itself.
Yeah, so there's something like in the natural world where things just sort of happen. This order comes about through natural methods, right? So you can see it in nature in a lot of different ways. You know, the patterns of birds in the sky flying about. They're not hitting each other. They manage to, like, do this order thing.
Yeah, and no law told them to.
Yeah, exactly.
No bird king.
It's just natural law. It's just part of it. It's just part of the whole thing. These structures that come about naturally. Now, someone could argue that the government is a man-made structure that is naturally come about. That would be
well, by definition, it is.
And it's time that we break it down. It's time that we realize that it is a decrepit old institution. And David, thanks for the call. Hard to follow, but I think we got something out of it. It's a toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. It's that easy to get on the air. That's the first call we've had in like an hour and a half, something like that.
It's been light on callers tonight.
That's okay.
It happens.
We got stuff to talk about.
Always.
So a little bit more here about the gangs that are allegedly in the Sheriff's Department and have been for decades in Los Angeles. Talking about gangs of cops actually targeting one another, and in the case of the jail, there's jail guards that are targeting inmates for like bone breaking, meaning that you get inducted into one of these gangs, which they call the jail gangs. There's the 3,000 boys and the 2,000 boys.
I'm dying to know why they're called these things.
I'm going to guess it has to do with, like, the division in the jail or something like that. Like, they're in the 3,000 block or 2,000. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
That's just a shot in the dark. But they say that you don't get in unless you break somebody's bones in the jail. In recent years, the claim says the members were involved in illegal arrest quotas. Oh, I'm sorry, this is... Which group is this? There's so many of them. The Executioner's Clique. I'm sorry, this isn't the jail group. So the jail was the ones that were breaking bones to get into the group. This group is the Executioners. They're based in Compton. And they allege the group's got about 20 deputies. They say the group sports tattoos of a skull with Nazi imagery. They won't allow women. They won't allow black deputies.
Yeah, I don't know how to tell people this, but if you see a cop with a skull tattoo with Nazi imagery in it, that's a person who you need to fire immediately. Fire that person.
Oh,
even
no,
if they're not a cop.
Him.
If you hire someone, whether you're a sheriff or a jail overseer, whatever, mm-hmm. Or whether you just work at McDonald's. If you hire someone who has that tattoo, you fire them immediately.
You don't want to give them a chance to explain that it was an old tattoo that they
got
back in
the day? Cover-ups are a thing.
So they can keep their job if they cover it up?
Yeah.
What if they're a cop?
Then they're fired. I don't care if it's an old tattoo and they've since changed their ways.
In recent years, the claim says the gang members were involved in illegal arrest quotas and threatened work slowdowns, which involve ignoring or responding slowly to calls when they did not get their preferred assignments. Again, this is the executioner's clique. Gonzalez alleges in his claim the members of the gang retaliated against him after he reported that a deputy who belonged to the executioners assaulted a colleague. So this is the guy who's essentially the whistleblower on this particular gang.
You don't snitch on your gang, dude.
Banuelos.
Did he not know what he was getting into?
I guess not, and he's lucky to still be alive.
Yeah, I would agree.
At this point. So he says that his colleague was assaulted, Mr. Thomas Banuelos, who filed a claim Tuesday alleging the deputy who attacked him warned him not to cooperate with investigators and to lie about the assault, or he would be labeled no good by the clique. So this is actually recent, apparently, this situation. This, he filed a claim Tuesday. This is fresh. Also on Tuesday, Compton Mayor Aja Brown called on the state attorney general and the U.S. Justice Department to investigate whether Compton deputies had engaged in misconduct, excessive force, discriminatory policing, and improper stops, searches, or arrests. Well, I can just tell you without investigating, they've done all of those things.
Yes, regularly.
And they would have done them if there wasn't a sub-gang within them. That's their job, is to destroy people's lives with this crap.
They just did more of it because of the sub-gang.
The city has a $22 million contract with the Sheriff's Department for patrols and other law enforcement services. Quote, we demand the same treatment the deputies provide to the residents of Malibu, Rancho Palos Verdes, and other affluent communities. And according to the size of our contract, we have 22 million reasons to expect it, said Brown in Tough Talk in his statement. So there you go. Is that going to round up all these gang members and shove them out the door? No. Is anything going to significantly change in Los Angeles? No. Remember the Rampart Division? They never, you know, if they went away, they just went into these other gangs. They're not changing anything. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in, you take control of the airwaves if you want. Otherwise, we talk about stuff. The number here is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
And also want to invite you over to our satellite fundraiser, which I haven't talked about on the air in quite a while, but I'm going to start doing it here now as sort of a last push attempt to try to bring some attention to this particular outreach program. We started doing a Patreon fundraiser for the LRN.FM satellite channels, which have existed since one of them was started in 2010, the other in 2012. So we're over two continents, North and Central America and Sub-Saharan Africa, two different satellite channels. And the point of the Patreon was to try to raise some money to support this form of outreach, which is a way to reach people. In the case of Sub-Saharan Africa, where only like 25% of people have, as of like 2016 numbers, 25% of people have internet access there. So it's very, very low. It's the lowest, with the exception of North Korea. Sub-Saharan Africa is like the worst place in the world to be to have internet access. So the idea was, well, let's put our channel up there over free-to-air satellite so the people there, at least the ones who can speak English, can hear the ideas of freedom. And, you know, maybe that'll be a good thing. And we've had phone calls from some listeners to that satellite channel. So it's definitely that there are people out there who have heard it, and it has influenced them. And I think it's been a success in that way. But the bad news is that very, very few people have ever supported this particular program.
And it's found to be an expensive program.
It's not that expensive. I mean, if you think about it, we've got two satellite channels for $1,000 a month, roughly. I mean, I can't say, I'm not legally able to disclose the exact amount, but I'll tell you it's not more than $1,000.
Okay.
So for two 24-hour-a-day satellite channels covering huge swaths of the planet, I consider that to be pretty good.
I would agree, yeah. But for the average person, they're expensive. It's expensive to have a satellite in orbit.
Yes, that's true. But if you divvy it up amongst a group of people, $1,000 isn't a lot of money to raise, right? Like, per month, that's, like, on the scale of raising money, that's pretty insignificant, all things considered. That's 10 people doing $100 a month. You know, it's 100 people doing $10 a month. I mean, by no means is that an unreachable goal. But, you know, maybe it's because we didn't push it enough or whatever. But there are less than 24 great donators to that program, some donating as much as $50 a month to what the program is. But ultimately, it's only about 150 and change per month that's coming into that. So we're covering maybe 15% of the costs. So my thought was maybe offering a matching donation would help to incentivize this to reach its goal, you know, reach the goal of at least covering one of the channels.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do is anybody that joins the Patreon over at fund.lrn.fm, that's fund.lrn.fm, or Patreon. I don't know if people know how to spell that, though. So
sure.
F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. You go there, you can donate $2 a month or $5 or whatever amount, you know, you feel is appropriate if you think it's worth doing. And maybe it's not worth doing. And that's why I'm thinking about this is because the contract for the satellite time comes up every 3 years. And so okay. That's going to come up in 2021. So we've got plenty of time. It's, you know, not coming up until the summertime, basically.
Okay.
So you have plenty of time to, you know, find out if people actually do value this. Because I don't mind doing activism, and it's not about the money for me so much as it is feeling like it matters to enough people. You know, like, why do something if the market doesn't support it? If there's not enough support to keep a thing going in the marketplace, then should it really continue going? That's kind of one of the questions I've been toying with recently.
Well, it depends on how you're measuring support.
Like, in I mean, it has dollars.
Yeah, it has the support, and that someone has been paying for it. So presumably you.
Yes, so, the Sharpie Church has been paying for this. Yeah.
So it does have support.
Sure.
But it's not a large number of people who are willing to shoulder that support.
Correct. And right. There's not enough to where it could be sustainable, in that there aren't enough people to get to that point. At least, you know, maybe it's because we haven't talked about it enough or whatever. So check it out at fund.lrn.fm, and you can learn more about the fundraiser there. And so I just wanted to bring that to your attention. So, and so we'll look at it closer as time goes on, but that's where we're starting. So back to a different story here completely. This one's been put all over the place, so I feel like we should talk about it. A lot of people have been sharing this link about what's happening in Victoria, Australia. And we've heard recent stories. It was, I think, Melbourne was on severe lockdown recently. I don't know if they still are. I presume so, but I have not been following the Melbourne situation. But it was, like, being described as one of the worst lockdowns on the planet. So, and I don't know where Victoria is in relation to Melbourne, but police in Victoria have arrested a pregnant 28-year-old woman in front of her partner and two children for planning an anti-lockdown protest in regional Victoria this weekend. So the very same thing that you and I have done, Aria, we've planned protests. We've been involved in going to and helping put together protests and promoting protests here in New Hampshire over the last several months during this COVID crackdown. Imagine if they could just swoop in and arrest you before the thing even happened. That's what happened in Victoria.
Now, this is, I'm assuming the Australians don't have a right to, you know, protest, a right to get out in the streets and petition, a right to peacefully assemble is what I'm looking for.
They might, but supposedly we do as well, and that's been infringed upon, right? So I don't know what the, you know, Australian Bill of Rights, if they even have something like that.
That's a good point. It never occurred to me until, like, right now, but the bars being forced to close are a violation of people's right to peacefully assemble.
Well, that's one thing, although bars are open technically in New Hampshire.
But they weren't.
There was a time when they were closed, yeah. But at the same time, they were also violating your right to peacefully assemble by saying you can't get together with 10 people. That happened here, too, which is why we started the nightcap events that have been wonderfully successful, and we've been doing every single week here. But if this were Australia, they could apparently just swoop right in and arrest us for simply talking about going to nightcap. Simply coming up with the idea and promoting the idea of nightcap. This woman, Zoe Bueller, was arrested.
Well, presumably she intended, she made it publicly known that she was going to break the law?
Yeah, well, no. What they're going to argue, again, this is likely their argument. Under the so-called state of emergencies, it's illegal, claimed to be illegal to violate governor's orders here in the U.S. There's probably something very similar in Australia. because these are Western democracies, right? So there's similar laws in a lot of these places. But, you know, the idea being that if you violate the governor's order...
The governor isn't my boss, though. He's not a king.
I agree with you, and that's going to be an argument that hopefully we'll be able to make in court at some point. But they are saying that you must obey the governor's orders, and if you don't, then it's a misdemeanor charge.
But they arrested her.
Correct, because they're charging her with what they're calling incitement. And in Victoria, I pulled up the Victoria Judicial College, vic.edu.au. Incitement has two elements. One, the accused incited a person to pursue a course of conduct that would, if acted upon, involve the commission of an offense, which is the principal offense. And two, at the time of the inciting conduct, the accused intended that the principal offense would be committed. So that means that
I find it extremely unlikely that she did that. She created a Facebook event. Yeah, she never encouraged anyone to go, I would imagine.
That's the point of the Facebook event, is to encourage people to go. Why would you create a Facebook event?
No, she just created an event that if people wanted to, they could go.
The point of creating an event on Facebook is to encourage people to go to a thing. That's why you make the event.
It's to put it out there that people can go to the thing if they so choose.
Well, maybe she should hire you for her defense attorney, because they're going to
argue. She should definitely not do that.
Yeah. They're going to argue that the whole point of this was to encourage people to leave their homes, to go out to this event.
Are they mind readers? They know what she was thinking when she did this?
She probably posted in the event, "Hey, come on out."
That's still not encouraging them to do it. That's just saying, hey, this is happening. If you want to come, there will be people there.
She said apparently she created a Freedom Day event on Facebook calling for people to protest against the Victorian government's lockdown measures. Quote, this was the description for the event, which has now been deleted. Quote, as some of you may have seen, the government has gone to extreme measures and are using scare tactics through the media to prevent the Melbourne protest. Here in Ballarat... That's the name of the town. Ballarat. We can be a voice for those in stage 4 lockdowns. We can be seen and heard and hopefully make a difference. So I guess she's maybe in an area where the lockdown isn't as oppressive as some of the other areas, but apparently it was worse than she thought. She was arrested ultimately in her home in front of her children. And she becomes distressed as she tells the officers that she's pregnant. Quote, I have no idea why you guys are doing this. She says, really? Is she that confused about it? She says, I really don't understand what I've done wrong. This is ridiculous. I didn't realize I was doing anything wrong. Well,
they don't care.
They don't care. Yeah. They're not going to just cut you loose because you said that. And I agree. She wasn't doing anything wrong. She was doing the right thing. She was trying to bring people together and protest against this oppression. But unfortunately, that's not something that is going to work out for a lot of people in a lot of places. And that's why we need people to migrate here to New Hampshire who care about freedom. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can go to freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.